Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me. How long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes. Better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
It's April 12th, the greatest day ever. On the 12th of April, 1961, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man to orbit the Earth. When he returned home, his girlfriend went to kiss him, but he pushed her away and said he needed more space.
It's not you. It's me.
Have a great April 12th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say multiple people, including an officer, were shot at a high school in the East Tennessee city of Knoxville. The Knoxville Police Department tweeted that authorities were on the scene of the shooting at Austin East Magnet High School. The online posting said a Knoxville Police Department officer was reported to be among the victims. Police urged people to avoid the area. Details remain sketchy, and news outlets showed numerous police and emergency vehicles on the scene at the time. On Wall Street, it was slow going, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 55 points, the NASDAQ down by 50, the S&P 500 up by just a fraction. The police chief in a Minneapolis suburb where a black man was fatally shot during a traffic stop says he believes the officer who fired intended to use a taser, not a handgun. Police Chief Tim Gannon described the shooting as an accidental discharge. This is SRN News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
April 12th is Big Wind Day.
Listen to the wind, dust in the wind,
the summer wind.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
Against the wind,
still running against the wind.
The breeze just come through 6 after 4. Unhappy Hour, Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm going to try and move things in a different direction. In the minutes ahead, we have some calls. Believe it or not, I don't know what happened. I must have sucked the first hour, but now everybody wants to talk, probably because I haven't said anything yet. Here's Chuck.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
You were talking about Tommy Shaw and Stick.
Yes, I don't know if you know this, but I used to work with them.
Sticks!
Yes.
I believe this or not, as we speak, I am on my way to the place that originally started everything for Tommy Shaw. Kegler's Cove on the Atlanta Highway is where Tommy came to y'all from.
I spent many a night there cursing my bowling results.
And I'm going up there. We have a little NASCAR group up at Mates of Monday. But, you know, I don't know if you heard the lady that was filling in for Dan or not.
No.
But there was a guy got on that, made the comment that he agreed with all of the looting and burning and all in Minneapolis, and that if the verdict didn't right, that it ought to continue all over the United States.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen. I think it will regardless. I really think that that's what's shaping up here. They want to shut the country down.
I do, too. And I believe it's going to cause the morticians and funeral homes and cemeteries to get a lot wealthier than this coronavirus did. Because there'll be a lot of people killed, especially in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Mississippi, in the South. Because people here, they
never
put up with.
Well, let's look at a place that isn't in the South. Let's look at Los Angeles. When the Rodney King riots were going on, who took the Second Amendment and protected their businesses? The Vietnamese and the Koreans. They were going to put up with it. You know, I have a feeling that a lot of these organized, and it is organized, not spontaneous. They pick their spots. They know where they have a weak leadership in place in a city or a place that's just going to, you know, back off and give them. Who was the moron that said give them room to loot? Was that Baltimore?
I thought it was in Portland. It was Baltimore. Yeah, the mayor, the moron mayor
of Baltimore. I mean, give them room. Like, really? Is that all it takes? They know where they can get away with it, where there's very little chance they'll be prosecuted. And I think it's kind of known that in areas where the Second Amendment is still strong, there's a lot more at risk than a slap on the wrist. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Chuck, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I got a bunch here. Let's get to James.
Hey, Greg. The book, you had the author on there, about the climate fraud.
Yeah, the Green New Deal. I want to have him back on.
Yeah, it's a great book. I'm listening to the audio. I can only listen to about an hour at a time before I got to start punching the medicine bag.
Yeah, I understand. Frustration. I totally get it.
Yeah, everything in it, you know, like the Green New Deal, I mean, it's like a watermelon. You slice it open, the green watermelon, and it's red inside. Everything they want is to do wipe away capitalism and destroy this country. That's the whole goal of the left. Everything that they're trying to do is to destroy this country. From this Greta Thunberg, who admits it, you know, that she just wants the destruction.
Yeah, and
just
for anybody that's getting their taking their lead or cues from a 16-year-old kid who's got issues, in my opinion.
And her tutor admits it. You know, her whole purpose is to destroy the capitalism, and he's the one that's briefing her and training her, and they, you know, it goes through and breaks all the things down that, you know, we've been told, the deforestation in Brazil. Everything is a lie from the left. You know, the hole in the ozone layer, global freezing.
I thought that healed. I thought the hole had, closed in the ozone layer.
Yes. Yeah, it's all been a he said the total purpose of all of it is the same goal. And the same thing they're trying with this global warming and climate change.
Yeah,
it's a great book, so I would advise anybody that, you know, that wants to see what the left is really doing to get a hold of that, either the audio like I'd got or the, you know, hard copy. And, I particularly hated in Minnesota because I was interested in a couple of the third basemen, the couple from Auburn, the one that played for the Braves a couple of years ago and Toronto Blue Jays. I got a mental block.
Donaldson?
The third baseman.
Donaldson.
Donaldson, and also Edouard Julian, who's a tremendous hitter from Auburn that signed with them. He's got a left-hander from Canada that's got tremendous power. And I was really interested to see what he could do.
You know what?
He got on the call.
Baseball's got a real problem right now, above and beyond their virtue signaling and getting themselves into this quicksand to which they've so eagerly jumped. They've got to look at how they're training players. I have never seen so many players go down with some type. They're like, their muscles are like guitar strings that are wound too tight.
Yes,
they're constantly breaking. I can't play. Season's four games old, and they got to sit somebody because of general soreness. Holy crap.
Yeah.
What a bunch of weak need.
Yeah. You used to see players like Mays and Duke Snyder playing.
They play with bones sticking out of their skin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really frustrating. And
it was called Love of the Game.
Yeah. Yeah, and this moving the All-Star game has totally made us not love the game quite as much.
It's changed my relationship with it. I can tell you that for sure. I really am so despondent that one of my very limited number of distractions has really been close to ruined.
Yes, sir.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
They told me what their priorities are. They want to be known. They don't want to be known for the game and the stars and the achievement. They want to be known because they said the right thing at the wrong time or whatever. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Thanks for the call. You. Always love talking to you. Speaking of baseball, here's the Az fan.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I want to get back to Sticks. I was looking at their list of their concert dates this year, and the closest they come is LaGrange, Georgia.
Where in Georgia?
LaGrange.
Oh, LaGrange.
Yeah. Do you think they'll ever come back here?
I really don't know.
They're all
dealing with the same situation. All the bands had to go off the road last year, and nobody's sure where they can play, who's going to let them play. You know, there's a big investment ahead of a show, setting up, deposits, all that kind of stuff. And some are probably afraid local officials will cancel. I don't know. I would only plan a concert if I was thinking about a free state.
Yeah, well, they were scheduled for Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. And They had to postpone it.
Yeah, because the jerk pots that run the northeastern United States are all tyrannical idiots that have insisted on these draconian lockdowns, and their numbers are going up while Texas and everybody else is going down. Crazy. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Robert.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment, just kind of piggybacking off some of the other callers. You know, to me, the big lie is the election wasn't stolen. That's the big lie. And I just wanted to say that. In other words, what we got going on really scares the hell out of me, to tell you the truth. But that's all I wanted to say, and I know I don't want to ramble on. But, Greg, keep up your show. A lot of people listen to you. I got a lot of friends that listen to you. It's hard for me to get on because of who I am, but anyway, or because of how I act. But the big lie is that the election wasn't stolen. That's the lie.
Oh, and they're still punishing anybody that suggested it was, even though court cases and other events have taken place that have shown clearly that it was. We just had that, thanks for the call. The Secretary of State of Michigan was told by a court there that she did not have the ability to change the rules on the fly like they did. The election was stolen. And they're trying to set it up so that we're going to be a one-party country. And the Republicans, for the most part, are just useless. What do you got now? John Boehner coming back from the dead. Why don't you just stay drunk, John? Just, you know, join Hillary. Both of you get naked together, wrap your legs around a big gallon jug of Gallo and just get drunk together because you're from the same, you're two peas from the same pod. Hey, it's 4:18, everybody. I just pulled up jackingram.com. I love what they've done here. They've got a big picture view of their family of stores. 638 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles. Top six brands, one convenient location. I love this. Looks awesome. Let's visit the Nissan store and see what's happening there. These are certified pre-owned, new and used. Boy, they've got a bunch of options from well under $10,000 to those with very little mileage. For example, they've got a nice Nissan Versa Note SV at $10,000. That's got a lot of space in it. That's a handy thing if you need something for the carpool or for work and you don't want to spend full dollar for something new. A 2013 Altima, a sedan that has historic success at providing miles, trouble-free miles. It's the one my kid sister, the physicist, loves. And a more recent vintage, certified pre-owns. Let's see. 2019 Nissan Kicks S. This is a really neat little SUV. The Murano is the big Nissan SUV. It's awesome. It was almost a little bit too comfortable for me, but that's just me. I got a Rogue, which is the middle one, and I love it. Probably buy another one. But the Kicks is slightly smaller, and I got to get over there and test drive one of these. I got a 2019 Nissan Kicks S under $15,000 right now. Estimated monthly payment, $255 a month. Plus, at Jack Ingram, they have so many financing options available. So if you don't love what you drive, but you've kind of written yourself out of the equation, maybe you should visit them and treat yourself to something that you can drive with confidence at jackingram.com. It's time to love what you drive, right?
Yes.
A little more enthusiasm?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Two Alabama state senators say they want to divert part of a statewide property tax tied to the Confederate Memorial Park to preserve and promote Black history. Alabama imposed the tax to fund pensions for Confederate soldiers and their widows and still collects it today. Most revenue is used for other purposes, but 1% goes to the state's Confederate Memorial Park. Hyundai has released the first teaser photos of its new Santa Cruz, which will be made here in Montgomery this summer. The company says the 2022 Santa Cruz will break new ground within the SUV, truck, and crossover segments by offering a new category of vehicle unlike anything else in the U.S. market. A Selma teenager was killed in an apparent shootout over the weekend. A 17-year-old was shot and killed in the 800 block of First Avenue Saturday afternoon. Police have charged 16-year-old David Cole with capital murder and a 15-year-old with felony murder. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave, Tom Glavin. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavin. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a very nice weather pattern, and boy, do we deserve it. Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not too cool. Overnight, low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, just like today, lots of sunshine around, high temperature up to about 84. I think scattered showers and thunderstorms will be back in the forecast by about Wednesday with a high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Are we ready?
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Need some wood?
Now we're going to roll call, even though I'm not in the mood.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You got to have something.
He's a tool.
If you want to be with me.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You got to have something. If you want to be with me.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
Rectum.
Cause that's evil.
Yes.
It's too cold for me.
Rectum. Damn near killed
him. I'm not trying to be your highlight.
Is that your tongue?
Cause that mind.
You're phenomenal.
It's too low to see.
Yeah. Have you lost your mind?
Little darling, it is love at your side, is it not? No?
Nothing from nothing leaves
you
nothing.
You suck.
Shizzle. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Bill on that
11. Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Go back to ISIS.
Drop my hot pocket.
Did you get a little tappity tap?
I love you, and you guys are so much better than television. Oh my God.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
I'm grumpy, baby!
All in the
Do it again, I like it!
Why is that?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'll do that.
You gotta have
Could he say, hey, hey?
so stupid.
You gotta have something miraculous if you wanna be with me.
You obtuse piece of lobster.
You guys suck.
Leon is a
because that wasn't a bad roll call, considering I was not in the mood, so to speak.
It was good.
I have to be seduced into doing that. That was maybe the dumbest thing I've said in 2021, but you were expecting what on this show? There's a shooting going on in Knoxville with multiple gunshot victims reported, including a Knoxville police officer. We're trying to gather some additional information on that. I have that Tucker clip, but I may play that at 5:25 if you'll help me remember to do that.
Okay.
When was the last time you listened to a talk show where the host says, "Help me remember to do that"? I'm too old. Here's a name that I could just... John Boehner. Did I say Boehner? I meant to say Boehner. You know, the guy that was this... Remember how excited everybody was? This, when you look back at us at that time in the Obama presidency, 2010, that massive sweeping win in the House, and boy, oh boy, we just couldn't wait for that man from Ohio, John Boehner, to take over Congress and show us the way. The whole time he was sleeping with the enemy. He helped shape the contract with America. Well, that's nice. He was maybe the worst speaker in history. Now he's got a book out called "I Suck at This Job." I don't know what the title is, but that's how I would title it. In retirement, Boehner has written a book that he is peddling on morning TV. Questions are: Democrats saw it because he's harmless now, neutered by time, and a party that's largely forgotten him. That's true. But do you remember how naive we were about this guy and all the rest of them in, you know, during that slow step towards maturity? And at first the House, then the Senate. And I remember Martha Roby saying, "We need the White House," and we got the White House. And the problem is that Congress did not want to do Republican things. They did not want to fulfill Republican promises. Trump had to do so much of that on his own.
That was an exercise in appeasement.
That's all Republicans know how to do. They may as well all be French. Now he's attacking Ted Cruz. Boehner said, "This guy wasn't even a member of the House of Representatives. He was a member of the Senate stirring up some of the crazies in my own caucus to cause all kinds of problems." Meaning, like, you had to do your job?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what the problem was?
All those years of Congress is supposed to have, you know. Yeah.
That's probably why I zeroed in on him. Probably the only person in this book in the way that I did. Cruz's response was, "I don't anticipate writing a fortune cookie about him." In his own words, Boehner did not attack Jim Wright, the crooked Democrat House Speaker whose corruption led to the Gingrich Revolution. He did not attack Clinton like this. This is it. This is like, how can we eat our own family? This guy, you can't complain about Republican leadership because there's so little of it. They're all Jeffrey Dahmers. They eat their friends and family. What a waste. What a sad, sorry-ass excuse for a speaker he was. Although Nancy Pelosi certainly has been a major improvement, you got to admit. At least when it comes to talk show fodder. Now she's whining and complaining about the squad. Hey, Nancy, you're a sino, speaker in name only.
Yeah.
So, too bad, so sad. That's just the way it is. All right, we're coming up on 4:30 here. We're halfway through this tragedy we call happy hour. I imagine a few people today will be calling 27REC with a W. I hope it's our listeners. I hope they weren't in accidents, but if you're an offender bender, I mean, where else would you take your car but MPB? If you want the best result, if you want, you know, when you have to
tap into those insurance premiums that you pay, you should get excellence when they take your car. And here's the thing about MPB. They won't give it back to you unless they are absolutely 100% satisfied themselves that it's worthy of returning to you, that they have done everything possible to restore the look of that car to good as new, maybe better. They've been doing this for 4.5 decades. And while they have really amazing and skilled people, they really do. I've toured it several times, watching them do these mission impossible. You see these cars and the before and afters that I've seen at MPB. I brought, you know, even the deer strike was relatively minor damage. But I have seen them take some cars that, what are they going to do with this? Well, it wasn't totaled. It could be fixed. And it's amazing. Just absolutely amazing. So when you want, pun intended, I guess, more bang for your buck, choose MPB. 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Donnie and Brandon Turner bring 4.5 decades of experience to each and every situation that comes to them. And all of us here at Blue Water, I think, have used them. It's almost like a prerequisite for working here. See how we're behaving this afternoon.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We have an accident west south Boulevard at Rosa Parks. Use caution there. Also, another accident at Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. Got a lot of congestion east Boulevard from Vaughn Road past I-85 to Atlanta Highway. And we've got a lot of congestion Norman Bridge at Highway 331, I-65 and 85 busy through downtown Montgomery. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. And MLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Caring for an aged loved one can be a very stressful time. The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville Assisted Living and Memory Care believes that to care for the ones that cared for us is one of the highest honors. As your loved ones age, you want to make sure they're getting the best care possible in a loving environment. The Caring Experience team wants to help make that transition from home to assisted living as easy as possible. The newly remodeled facility is designed with the warm feeling of home while offering a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest. For info, visit HickoryHillHarbor.net. Life is good at the harbor.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a very nice weather pattern, and boy, do we deserve it. Tonight, clear skies, cool, but not too cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, just like today, lots of sunshine around, high temperature up to about 84. I think scattered showers and thunderstorms will be back in the forecast by about Wednesday with a high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I think that's still the case. Anyway, for some expertise on this situation, guess who we're going to talk to?
Jay Quellen.
That's right.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. How are you?
How is going, everybody?
Are you here or are you...
I'm here. Well, I'm... Yeah, like...
How did your latest major event go?
It went really, really well. I posted some pictures on Facebook. I think Rosie saw.
Yeah. Did you make the cookies?
No, by the woman that taught me how to do it, Crazy for Cookies here in Montgomery, Chris Johnson, she made them for me.
Wow.
Y'all know, like, I've got two kids, a law practice, a partridge in a pear tree, and I just didn't have time to make them. So I outsourced. If I can do anything, it's outsourced.
Yeah.
So I had Chris make them, and I picked them up on Friday afternoon, and then the little cakes were buntinis. From Nothing Bundt Cake. And
so
then
cute.
The cheesecake was from Fresh Market.
Mmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Time. I'm a food
You don't know what is.
I'm a food outlet shopper.
You know it. You know it. Fresh. I mean,
I know who butters my bread. That's who I know.
You know who what cheesecake is, though.
I make a good cheesecake.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's almost as good as my key lime pie.
Well, I'm going to tell you that by no means is this a paid advertisement. In no way am I affiliated with Fresh Market, but Fresh Market is the best cheesecake I've ever had. And I've had, you know, New York cheesecake from Junior's, the best of the best, and Fresh Market by far is my favorite.
Let's get into the cheesecake controversy here for a moment, shall we? I like it creamy. I do not like New York cheesecake that tastes like dry. You know,
it
crumbles. I'm not into that.
No, I want it to be creamy but dense.
Creamy but what?
Creamy but dense.
Done.
You know what I mean?
Oh, dense.
Dense.
Like dense. like thick. I don't like cheesecake that's like the light and fluffy. Like I want it to be thick and creamy.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's the way I've always heard it should be, as Carly Simon once said.
So anyways.
Yeah.
How's everybody's Monday?
Actually not so good. I'm very concerned. I have been soliciting this afternoon for somebody who is either in or in current law enforcement because the situation, this latest shooting in Minnesota, apparently the woman thought she was using her taser instead of her revolver. I wonder how that's possible.
I don't know if that's possible. Like, I'll be more than happy to talk to Jared about it because he and I, like, we had an incident this weekend. Not us, but there was an incident that happened in Nashville, and it really rattled me, which, you know me, it takes a lot to kind of shake me. And Jared was, like, completely unfazed by it, and that was, like, his law enforcement background, you know, his that coming into play. But I'll ask him, because it's my understanding that when you're in the academy, now granted, I've never been in the academy, but when they train you specifically so that, I guess, your taser is on your non-dominant or your dominant. I don't know. They do something to where it shouldn't be an accident to accidentally grab one and not the other. But I'll talk to him about it tonight, because I think they purposely train you on that.
Yeah. I also thought it was kind of a, you know, odd that they would make an admission like that, too, so quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, before, but that would also seem to me to leave that police department, that community, really vulnerable on a lawsuit.
Speaking of Jared, I just got our mail, and he got summoned for jury duty, and I'm loving this. Oh, my God,
man.
I hope he gets picked. Oh, my God. They never pick me. They never pick me. I never even get a chance to go.
Can I tell you a lame-ass story?
Absolutely.
In 2 weeks, I will be celebrating my 16th anniversary here in Montgomery.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got here on the 28th, but I knew, I think before the 1st of April, that I would be coming here at some point. There were just some details that had to be worked out. And wouldn't you know it, in early March, I got a call for jury duty in Broward County. Now, at that time, I couldn't really walk without significant pain, but this is how bad I was, the shape I was in. I needed the $30 or $45, whatever it was they were paying for jurors then. And that courthouse is massive.
Were you downtown?
Yeah. And just to go out and have a cigarette, because we were constantly being called in and out of, you know, the room while the state's attorney and the defense were working something. I've never seen this happen. The case we were assigned to, the defendant comes in clasping his hands together and raising them over his head like you'd expect to see a wrestler or a boxer enter a ring, and smiling at us, and like, I'm a nice guy, I know you're gonna, you know, do right by me, right? This was the exact opposite of what you'd expect to see in an episode of Law and Order. I mean, there'd be one question and then sidebar and then dismiss the jurors. And we were constantly being sent in and out. And it was some kind of a domestic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, the defendant was more impressive than the prosecutors were in this particular case.
Yeah, well, that sometimes is the case.
So months later, I was down visiting. And I was at the St. David's Carnival. Remember that on University Drive? That was always a big event. And I see a man and a woman at the bar, the open bar they had at this carnival. And she's clearly, I mean, wasted, right? And I knew her from somewhere. And then upon closer inspection, I finally kind of sidled over. I wasn't drinking. I was just there. I said, "You don't happen to be a prosecutor for the state of Florida, do you?" She said, I mean, flat out wasted, hammered. "Oh, you're in the jury." they ended up, I guess they had, they figured out some kind of a plea on it.
But yeah, it that usually happens.
It was my one and only jury duty experience. I hope to never have another one.
And you weren't impressed, obviously, by
no,
the prosecution.
No, in fact, I did get called for jury duty here, but that was after my back surgery, so I got a medical excuse.
See, if you get called for jury duty here, you guys need to let me know who your prosecuting attorneys are. I mean, your defense attorneys are, because the prosecution will usually be the state. You need to let me know, and I'm interested. I'm interested to see the lowdown on how other attorneys do. I'm always open to feedback for me.
I got to tell you, it was, you know, when you get so used, I watched the... I'm so hiding from the news today in the real world because it's all bad. It's just horrible.
Did you hear about St. Vincent in the Caribbean, the volcano?
Yes.
And how they weren't allowing people to flee the country in a certain way unless they could prove that they were vaccinated. They made other arrangements for them.
Isn't that sick? Oh, you stay here. You stand near the lava flow. The rest of you get on the boat and get lost. What they're not telling you about that volcanic eruption is that it is spewing so many tons of carbon into the air that all of this other stuff, and the atmosphere will clean itself. All this other stuff we're doing is completely wiped out by one volcanic eruption of this size.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a number going on all over the world. Have you looked lately?
Well,
massive.
I mean, Rosie, you and I both know that that has to happen.
Yeah.
It's enough to make you want to go stand shirtless in front of Mount Wahili-Huli.
Or go fishing at some random lake in Texas and hold up a bunch of little fish. I saw that picture, too.
Yeah.
Oh, did he post that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Say so.
I heard him talking about some photo today. Is that on his page?
It is.
Oh, I gotta see this.
I was gonna comment, but I didn't want to embarrass him.
He was very young.
Oh. A bunch of little fish. Oh.
A bunch of little fish. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, he's obviously a very good angler. I don't know why he hasn't been fishing since.
I gotta find this now.
You've sent him on a mission, Jacqueline. Yeah.
I know. I have a tendency to do that. I can make Greg kind of...
Oh, look at him.
Did you see
Isn't
it?
Isn't he precious?
Look at that bird chest.
He's a little boy. Just a little boy.
Yeah.
Cute little Rick.
But there's a funny comment in there from Eddie Bader saying, do you ever wear a shirt...
Sorry.
Oh, Eddie.
The same shorts.
Hey.
Oh, sweetest boy.
You'd post. You know what? This is now a competition. I came back from Florida, the Christmas trip, with some pics. We went through bunches of piles, and you could take whatever you wanted. And I found a rather fine picture of myself. What?
Oh, shirtless, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bet you look
I'm
good,
I'm laughing
man.
At the competition.
Little Palm Island. So,
not you.
So I'm
Let's
now,
raise the bar.
Yeah. So I gotta scan that picture and post it so that I can be part of the shirtless frenzy this radio
Listen,
station
I'm
is.
Not going to be part of the shirtless frenzy.
Oh, no.
Those days have long gone. But I'm going to message Darlene when I get off the phone and be like, hey, Ma. Find that little Bo Peep picture, and she'll probably find it tonight in Texas. Maybe.
Yes, thank you.
I put that Bo Peep picture on my page last week, and it got a ton of...
if I find mine, I give you permission to do a comparison. We'll see who wore it better.
You and a Bo Peep.
Or that.
Please, no comparison.
His body shape reminds me of the penguin, you know, from Batman Returns. Yeah. Is it Batman Returns?
Yes.
One of the Batman franchise.
Yes. Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? That's what I was going to be if I was still pregnant with Lola at Halloween. I was going to be the pregnant. I was going to be the baby.
Hey, you're so organized. Do you know what you're going to do this year for Halloween?
I have it in the works, but it's confidential at the moment.
That good?
It's in the works. And I don't know if you guys saw, but I planned a birthday party today.
Yes, I've already responded.
Seth and Greg have invites awaiting them on the Book of Faces.
Ooh.
They just need to check their notifications.
The Dino 4.
Oh, oh, there you are.
It's going to be roarsome, you guys.
I didn't get any notifications.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I didn't get an email saying I had a notification.
Listen, I don't know how it works with that computer, but, like, I promise you, you were, like, in the front, on the top 10 invited.
Yeah, slightly behind somebody.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Yes, he also got one. And your missus got one as well.
You know what? We could turn this, with me and Rich going to a kid's birthday, we could make this into a documentary or something. You know?
You should. I'm sure Ariel, Alabama would, like do it.
Well.
In the backyard.
I'm sure we'll be there because we know this party will be.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will. We didn't get to have one last year, so we got to do it up. And it was so funny because Jared today was like, so you're not going to, like, invite as many people as you did, like, for the second one, right? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, we have, like, 75 people here. And I'm like, mm-hmm. He's like, Stephen doesn't know 75 people. I'm like, yes, he does.
I didn't think it was that out of control until I saw the seance trying to bring the spirit of Walt Disney into the room.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. But we don't have to worry about that this time because now we have dinosaurs. So I am trying to get in touch with the company that has the life-size dinosaurs that you can drive through and see if I can rent one for the weekend.
Cool.
Drive-through dinosaur?
Have you not seen these?
No.
I'm going to have to send you. It's like, I'll send it to you. It's the thing.
Oh, boy.
Well, the last one was mind-boggling. It was quite the soiree.
Well, get ready, because, like, we're gonna have a dinosaurific time here.
I'd never seen broccoli chopped into the shape of Mickey Mouse ears. But.
Herbivores eat broccoli, so just wait. Broccoli might make another appearance, because, you know, that's what a herbivore would eat.
Well, Jacqueline, you have made this a great diversion this afternoon on a day when it's just been one suck after another.
Hey, listen, sometimes it's the perfect storm of suck. We just have to... Keep moving on.
You got it. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
guys.
We'll figure out a way where we can seamlessly barge into your day before you do Pooh Bar tomorrow afternoon.
I'm doing Pooh Bar. I'm doing Pure Bar, Mr. Pooh Bar, at lunch. But you guys have to catch me early because tomorrow night's my bunko night.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, bunko? I thought that was a squad in the police department.
Yeah, that's.
Busted up dice games.
The game.
It's like a drinking game for bingo.
It's like, close.
Really?
Yeah, we like roll dice and we have a great time and we act like COVID never happened because we're over it.
Sort of like a loud Yahtzee party.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like Yahtzee with four dice, but you don't have to worry about what really comes out of the cup. You just have to count. You keep score.
I am so lost in this world right now.
Dude, you want to play Uno?
It's female fellowship.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't that an oxymoron, female fellowship?
No, like, let me tell you real quick, we have the best women. They come over and everybody brings a dish to share. And if you want to wear a mask, feel free. And, you know, we play cards and we socialize. And it's like the best couple of hours our month because we all know each other. It's women from different walks of life, all different ages, viewpoints, political affiliations. And everybody just comes over and has a good time and laughs.
It's a way to get away from the world.
That's something a lot of us have forgotten to do under Safer at Home, is how to have a good time.
Right. I mean, that's really what we do. It's just having a good time and relaxing and being able to laugh at one another and the camaraderie. We all need that.
Yes, we do.
See, lawyers have friends, too, contrary to popular belief.
You've got lots of friends. You are a friend magnet. Everybody wants to be your friend because you're cool.
Well, I want to be everybody's friend. I'm a people person. I'm a people pleaser. That's why I'm a lawyer.
Oh, that's because nobody wants to be your enemy.
I know. When I find that shirtless picture, I'll be expecting a comment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to text message Darlene as soon as I get off the phone with you before we take sweet little Stephen for a bike ride.
Oh, hey, I wish I could join you.
And then, Lola's just happy to be here. She's just smiling and grinning and happy to be
that
here.
That little girl is so unbelievable.
Yeah,
well, you guys might
cute.
See her on Wednesday.
Yay!
I have to talk to Jared about it.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So,
let us know now that we're, well, except for the city. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Although I did see a lot of people out maskless.
Oh, yeah, same here.
Yeah. Enough already. They're revolting in Canada. They are just, they've had it. They've absolutely
internment camps.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Well, have a great evening.
You too, guys. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Before we hit the traffic dungeon, a reminder that our show is brought to you in part by Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, an amazing company that restores choices to lives that have gotten that worst possible break. A loss of mobility through an accident sometimes, and, you know, out of the blue, like, you know, a deer leaping in front of your car. Everything is normal 1 second, and then the next somebody's run a red light. Somebody's been in a rollover wreck and has a long recovery ahead. They work with our wounded heroes coming back with combat injuries. There's so many different ways. You just hope it never happens to you or anybody you care about, or anybody for that matter. But it does. It's life. And when it does happen, Gulf States Mobility steps in to facilitate choices, restore choices to the lives that have been impacted in such an unfortunate way. They've been able to give people the driving experience back because technology, digital technologies have now allowed that. That's a big deal for somebody who at one point was told you'll never drive again. Now they can take control of their schedule, go where they want to go, when they want to go, and not have to feel dependent. Dependency is the biggest drag on recovery from trauma, and they do everything they can to minimize that, to make the home safe and accessible, chairless for stairs. They do all these things. Their number is 514-6590. When you have a moment in appreciation for your own mobility, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. 456, Brad McDonald coming up next hour.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for those 16 years and older. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at the Baptist Health Community Vaccination Clinic, located at 3989 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, in the former Old Navy building, across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
Apologize for that.
Sorry!
Take two on the traffic.
Skywatch traffic. Well, we're getting back to normal now, but that said, we've got a lot of congestion everywhere. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway over to Vaughan Road. Very busy on the East Boulevard at I-85 back over to Atlanta Highway. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson, busy at the Wetumpka Highway. At I-65 and 85, very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery with slow traffic leading up to the 65 merge northbound. Use caution wherever you are. A lot of cars on the road out there this afternoon. Well, your new Toyota's waiting for you at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The Alabama Baseball Coaches Association welcomes to Montgomery National Baseball Hall of Famer and former Atlanta Brave, Tom Glavine. Get your tickets now for the 12th annual First Pitch Dinner and Silent Auction, May 3rd at the Montgomery Renaissance, to benefit Miracle Leagues of Alabama. Title sponsor, Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Glavine. I'm looking forward to seeing you May 3rd in Montgomery.
COVID safety protocols will be observed. Get your tickets today at albca.org.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5 benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at SpireEnergy.com.